What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good
Fun Police Over. Just had to redo the beginning.
Just start.
There was a little bit, Connor, you can leave this in. This is funny. Matt was calling something out that we maybe said, but we shouldn't have said, so we're just starting again. If you haven't already,
you're allowed to be sexist.
Listen.
Well, he can't have any orchids in his house because.
Yeah. Too horny.
Boner alert.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, we're bullying Matt right now for no reason. I would like to say, if you haven't gone to goodinfluencespod.com, go check it out. There's some great stuff over there. Clothes, merch, also our monthly subscription service, which has great videos. There's some really fun ones we've just shot. Really helps support the show. We love doing it. And thank you to everyone who has signed up already. We love reading all the comments and like all the engagement. And today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things, cringe. For those who don't know, cringe is when something it just makes you like physically feel like, oh, like I don't like that. And it like you can, for me, it's like visceral. I almost feel like I can't even look at it.
Dang, I have like two different versions of cringe, I think.
Let's hear it.
Like one of them is that, where it's okay. Like, oh, like if someone's doing something, I'm just like, I can't even look. But there's also like the cringe that I like to watch, you know, like love.
Like reality TV or like, yeah, like the shows you
or
watch.
Like weird people on TikTok Live that are like scamming people. Like, yes. I don't know. I like that, but it's not, it doesn't make me feel like, oh, I'm just like, this is cringy, but I'm watching it.
Got it.
So I guess I don't know.
Yeah, cringe makes me feel like uncomfortable, awkward sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, this is so awkward and cringe.
Yeah.
Right.
But like as people say things like Curb Enthusiasm or like The Office, Michael mm-hmm. Scott is cringe.
No, they 100% are.
That's not cringe to me is like, I feel like it's like you're either cool or you're cringe.
Someone who's making a fool out of themselves unknowingly is pretty cringe.
It's like the things he's doing to other people make other people feel uncomfortable. So they're like cringing at him being like such a fucking idiot.
But yes. I don't cringe at Michael Scott.
Well, that...
Michael
Track.
Scott like does cringe moments. Like,
yeah,
yes.
Said cringe
like
too many
when
times.
He makes a game where like you're guessing each other's races
like
on your
head.
Like that's cringy. Or yes. Like when he is a cringe person inherently, for sure.
But it's like watchable.
Correct.
Yeah. Like you might not think it's cringy, but like I think objectively he is a cringy person.
That, yeah,
to
that's
watch.
Like the whole plot. Yeah.
I like cringe in doses. Like when it comes to reality TV things, I'll watch a little clip of it.
Like Hoarders.
But I can't sit down and watch, a full cringe person.
I can
for,
like, do it forever.
I can only allow a cringe moment to go on for like 10, 15
I feel like,
seconds.
I don't even want to say it's cringe because that almost doesn't sound like the right word. But I feel like one of the worst is when you're at like a comedy show and like it's towards the end. People are doing their set, but no one's laughing. No. It's fucking. They're trying to be like, guys, what's wrong? I hate when they blame the crowd.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, guys,
is this thing on?
Like, oh my god. It's happened to me so many times at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, that's like the awkward feeling.
Why I
yeah.
struggle with like going to see live stand up is accepting that there's going to be bad stand up and you have to sit through it and that it's cringy.
And I feel bad for them. Like I'm
yes.
like, I want to
totally.
Rescue you. Like
yes.
I don't know what to do to make this better.
Yes.
So I told her, that's not your wallet. And just
crickets.
Silent. Anyway, you guys watch the news. It's just like, oh my God, get me out of here.
Yeah, you're
cringing. How often do you cringe at your own self? Like past things you've done? Or do you love your past?
My Instagram captions are so cringe, dude.
Pull it up.
Just like.
Now, do you think that's in your head that it's cringe?
Probably.
Or. Because I rarely. Maybe sometimes I can see someone's caption. I go, oh.
I did a thing.
Yeah.
That's cringe to me.
People
obviously.
Still posting that. I just saw someone post it.
Yeah, so did
but
I.
But like it tracks.
We did
it
a thing.
It was Sheena, it was you. She got a tattoo and wrote, I did a thing. But she's like so, I love Sheena Shea. She is so millennial. Like
she's like a Taylor Swift millennial
or like
cringe.
A girl posts like her best friend, like, I love doing life with you.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
My forever plus one.
Cringe.
Yeah.
Just, well, it's just we've heard it so many times.
It doesn't like, that, yeah, it like doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're in thing or when they get engaged I did a thing
yes yeah. So we
it.
Did a thing
I hate it
and he got a ring yeah it's when it feels like you're just imitating life as well like it doesn't feel like it's like truly genuine too I'm like ugh I don't know
yeah
okay this is a really really cringe run okay I posted this picture from Jared's engagement party and it was in Arizona and my caption is I was in the zone Is that what people call Arizona?
Oh my.
Yeah, it's really bad.
What year is that?
2019.
It's kind of good.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I know at the time I wasn't being serious, but I could see someone else reading this and be like,
"Does
he think this is like that is so bad?" Like if I saw someone else write this, I'd be like, "Dude,
it is a little like sorority girl kind of like yeah. caption, right. where it seems like she like looked it up on Pinterest. What are fun captions
yeah.
when I'm in Arizona and I can smell a caption that is like a."
They Googled a
circulated one has been used that you looked up for this certain type of context. Because sometimes it's like clever, but it's too clever coming from the person.
Something I used to think is cringe. I mean, I don't think it is anymore because I never see it, but I would think it's cringe if I saw now, is in people's Instagram bios when they have like the two locations or whatever.
Oh,
it's like
ATX LA.
Yeah, I'm just like.
Or like. Cali born, Texas raised. Yeah. Like, fuck off. So, yeah, you were born in California. You sure didn't fucking truly live there. You're just saying that to, like, add credibility that you, like,
also, like,
have a cool roots. No one's ever, like, yeah.
Instagram posts can be really cringe. It's like, so-and-so's wife, so-and-so's mom, Cali born and raised.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't mind the mom. I like that when like husband to blah, blah, blah. Or
like you're the dog's mom. Like, oh,
mom first. If I see that in your bio, I know we're not friends.
Mom
Wait,
first.
Hold on. I think that that's really nice. If it's like someone who's like really successful or something, they're like a speaker or like they're
mom
an author
first.
And it says like, mama to Jaden and Bradley first and then husband like whatever and they just like are saying that
okay no. if you're like a old millennial
yes
old millennial Gen X career person and you have to have a book too to like for those types of
mom first
Instagram bios
when if I ever have a child I'm gonna make that my bio
yeah like mom first mama to baby you know Aaron
no
Jr.
I hate it Aaron Jr.
I like those though because if they take the significant other out of the bio, then you're like, oh, they broke up.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But
yeah,
Kyle Richards
did that. There is nobody that is actually living, like has two houses that has that in their bio. No one that has a house in California and New
Taylor
York.
Taylor Swift is
oh,
like.
It's like two apartments.
But nobody has that.
Oh, and they have a fucking plane emoji
yeah,
in
that's
the bio.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, a plane emoji.
Or the little pin with the red circle as in like, oh, I'm on the move. You never know where I'm going to be. Oh, you're still in Kentucky where you went to high school.
Well, people are now using what I've noticed, that like feature on Instagram where you can make like a status. People will say like in New York.
Yeah,
I don't mind a
which
note.
I kind of like that because it's like if you want your friends
to
who
know.
Are maybe are open
like
to seeing
message.
You that you're
totally.
There, but you don't do find my friends. It's like it can save some back and forth.
What do your guys' bios say on Instagram? Do you have cringe bios?
No, mine's
I don't think
just
I
feel like my email and stuff.
Yeah, Matt doesn't even promote the show.
Oh come on.
Yeah, just
okay,
my email.
Here's another cringe caption. It's me and Matt at South by Southwest in 2019. We call it South by South Best Friends.
No, I like that.
That's good. I don't think a lot
that
of people
is,
have.
It's a play on words.
Oh my God.
I think we were the first to ever say that.
I think that's
South
cute.
By
yeah.
South Best Friends?
We were the first, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do people call it South by South Best Friends? What?
No, I feel like we're the first person to make that kind of like
connection?
Twist on a cap for a caption, I'm sure.
Okay, well, yeah, this Instagram captions for me, if I'm looking back, some of those I'm just, or like your old Facebook statuses. Where's the party tonight?
Oh boy.
When, yeah, Facebook is worse.
Yeah, Facebook's tough. Because also back when we were doing Facebook, it felt like it was private. It was never 100%. In our brain that it would be like available publicly. Like you couldn't see your posts. Unless you were friends with someone, but now it's like...
Yeah, because we were publicly writing on people's walls,
but it was
which
like,
was like an open DM and text message for everyone to see.
But no, but only if you're friends with them.
Correct.
Like you and your mutuals.
But I could see you and Carly having a whole conversation.
Yes.
But
you're like, okay, flirting.
Yeah.
No, but like... away messages would be so stupid. Like, getting turnt tonight.
Yes, Thirsty Thursday. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Or
very cringe.
Like, AOL away messages are used to be
oh,
really
I meant
cringe.
Oh, I meant Facebook statuses when I said that.
But remember the AIM messages where it's like...
Showering.
Yeah,
leave
showering.
Leave it.
Oh, yeah. Me and my friends, we would always, like, lie on our AOL messages.
Same.
We'd be like, going out dirt biking today. Be back later. And everyone's like, wow, they're on dirt bikes today. Yeah.
You're the original, like, my life is better than yours on social media.
There was no proof. We didn't have Instagram story, nothing to like show it off, but we would just lie what we were doing.
Aspirational away messages.
Yes, yes.
Manifesting.
I don't like when people are aspirational. Like I think I've talked about this before maybe somewhere, but I don't like when people are like if you're, I'm proud of you for, you know, I'm proud of you for who you are and you are worthy. Like, I understand why people like that, but I'm like, you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? I just got out of bed.
Yeah.
Like,
big time.
I hate that. It just has no meaning to me.
Mm.
Can I tell you another cringe thing?
What?
Okay, we live in LA and we have a lot of friends who work with really successful, famous people. And I don't like when people use the word proud. Like, I don't know. I'm going to name someone that we don't know. Let's say Lady Gaga. And we know someone who, like, is
well,
on, like...
Well, you know her.
Well, I know her. But let's say, like, someone that we know is on, like, Lady Gaga's, like, PR team. And, like, Lady Gaga wins a Grammy. And their Instagram will sort of be like, I'm so proud of you, Lady Gaga. Like, oh, does she need your praise? Like, you are not contributing to this. You are just, like...
I think it depends.
I disagree. You said she's on her PR?
I see it, like, in the music industry. Like, so many people take... It's like, it feels like they're taking credit for, like, an artist's success. And it's like... You kind of just work at the office, babe. You're not really like, you can't.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, your parents can be proud of you because they raised you. They raised you. They helped you. They're like, I'm
but
so
like,
proud of you.
What if they're her friends?
Yeah, that she works with them. I always say to the people who work on the teams yes. of very famous people, I always tell to them, I'm so proud of you for helping make this whole star's
life. Well, you better
like...
stop.
No.
Okay, this is, I'm saying they are lightly, you know,
okay, I'm gonna
bragging,
say
saying I work for them. And Lady Gaga, they're making it a statement for other people to see instead of it's like,
controversial statement. You can't be proud of someone who is doing better than you.
Yeah, you can.
What? Like, you can.
It just but it feels like, oh, I'm trying to, like, say that I'm better. Like, when you say you're proud of someone,
so when,
it's
like Matt gets really good, like, does something really well, you're never like, proud of you, dude.
Well, because I'm better than Matt.
Of course.
No, but I, like, I actually, like, first of all, I don't know that I would ever say, like, I'm so proud of Matt.
I'm proud to know them. Like,
but, like, if you won an Oscar, I wouldn't be like, I'm so proud of you. I'd be like, this is sick, congratulations, like, you deserve it. I wouldn't be like... When I feel like someone says they're proud, it's almost like parental. Like, I'm patting you on the head. Like
it feels condescending.
Yes,
think?
that's what it is.
Have your parents ever told you they're proud of you?
No.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's really
go back
why.
To therapy.
But they are. I know that they are. They think I'm crushing it. They know I am.
Well, maybe you need their approval, and that's why you're projecting other people doing it, because you've never gotten that validation from them.
No, they give me validation in, like, every other way. They're just like, you're the best. You're doing great. We love you no matter what. Everything you do is perfect. They don't say the word. I think the word proud to me is just like, I cringe at it. Like, huh. I'm like, why are you, you don't have the right to be proud of someone that you just like.
It sounds like possessive.
Yes.
It sounds possessive over like their accomplishment.
Okay,
like,
so like when TJ does something really well, like plays Coachella or does something like that, me being like, I'm proud of you is weird.
That,
like,
I'm proud that I know them and that this is a friend that I've been always rooting for. And it's so great that your success, I'm so proud to go brag about my friend's success. Being like, that's how proud I am as I'm carrying that pride of their success. Towards,
I think,
like,
I know
association.
Like, he's kind of saying maybe more towards, like, imagine if, like, Phineas and I barely know each other.
Okay,
imagine if
yes.
he won something and I posted on my Instagram.
Sure,
like, so proud of
that's
you.
That's fucking weird.
That's cringe.
But
to
someone
me.
Who works for her, like, you don't know their relationship. What if they're really close?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's people that I don't think are that close. Like, if someone's not that close with someone
and they're bragging.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's
or
it
people
feels like,
when like someone famous dies and they share their screenshots of text messages of the last time they talked. I'm like, why are we?
No, weird.
Why is this being included?
It's just being like, I was a part of
weird.
This.
It's the Anthony yes. Jeselnik thing where he's always like, anytime a tragedy happens or something, when someone posts, it's not really about the tragedy. It's just like
about them.
Don't forget yeah. about me. I exist too. Yeah. That's kind of what it feels like, and I just cringe at it. I'm like, ugh.
Oh,
I'm so proud of you for winning the Grammy. You didn't do anything to help her win this fucking Grammy. You worked at the office. Like, get at it. I'm sure. I know the whole. The Mike haters are eating today.
I think you need to have a sense of intimacy. No. You really need to have like a sense of intimacy to say proud. If
yes.
it's at a distance, it's a little like
that's it.
It loses its merit of that feeling and emotion in that like
that's it
state of mind.
Yes, when it feels performative, like it's from a distance. Like, oh, I'm trying to get credit and claim I know this person. When it's like. You barely do anything for them.
Damn, I'm proud of people on Love After Lockup.
Question.
For real.
To pose for you. So people who have like followed us forever and ever and like see where we are now, if they say,
ooh. Ooh.
I'm so
ooh.
Proud of you guys, that in your words would be considered fucking weird
ooh,
and cringe.
Ooh, good point, Aaron. Good point.
Oh, you love hooking the bear.
I think your opinion like... is a reflection of the show business scene that we're in, and a lot of it is performative. I bet if you took a step back and looked at a bigger picture, it's really not.
I'm trying to think if like, let's say like a listener posted an Instagram story, tagged us all and was like, I'm so proud of this group for like starting their Patreon and launching merch. Would I think that that's cringe?
According to you, yes.
I feel like kind of. But proud is just a weird word. I'd be like,
I think it's a word you have a weird maybe time with. This episode is sponsored by Rula. I have been in therapy. Well, I was in therapy for about 10 years. Absolutely love it. I will probably go back at another time in my life. I feel like I'll probably go back and forth throughout my whole life. But therapy has helped me so much in life. I can't even explain it. Like figuring out why people think the way they think, figuring out why I do the things I do, why I have certain thought patterns, etc. It's just amazing to know like what's going on in your own body and brain and like why you're reacting to things a certain way and just figuring all that out mentally. It's great. So I highly recommend Rula. Rula isn't just affordable. They stick with you throughout your journey, making sure you get the best therapy and that you're making progress. With Rula, every provider is carefully vetted and chosen for their expertise. You'll always know you're in the hands of quality providers who are dedicated to making real progress in your care. Rula partners with a network of over 15,000 therapists and psychiatrists nationwide, enabling you to find personalized solutions for the right therapist for you based on your needs, preferences, and state requirements. Thousands have already trusted Rula to support them on their journey toward improved mental health and overall well-being. Head on over to rula.com/good to get started today. After you sign up, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Go to Rula, rula.com/good and take the first step towards better mental health today. You deserve quality care from someone who cares.
I mean,
no one say that to Mike.
I fully encourage it. I don't know. Maybe the word proud, I have a weird thing with the word proud. It just feels like it's like a dad patting your son on the head. Like,
is it weird if I'm like, I'm so proud of you for like figuring out the charging situation?
I don't like that. Yeah, that sounds cringe.
Okay.
Right, I think proud makes Mike uncomfortable.
Back to therapy.
You know what makes me cringe? Yeah. What makes me cringe is when, now, this is one of my favorite emojis. This,
for
the people listening, like cupping your, doing the heart gesture. But when people like do that
in real life,
who
the fuck is doing that in real life?
Say you're like giving
Taylor Swift,
someone we're very close with.
Say you're like giving a speech or something, and someone's like, "I love you," and you go, "I love you too." Like,
Someone that we are very close with, when they play shows, at the end of the show, they'll do this to like the fans while they're applauding.
Oh, that's not too bad. It's this...
You'd prefer they go, "I give my heart to you," right? Like,
Elon. Yeah, just like Elon.
I don't know. People who do this and like mean it, and like it makes me just cringe because I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah, like put your hand over your heart, being like, but
what
like
about this one.
That one's so stupid.
Oh, that one's even like, yeah, this is like, I don't know. There's like a derpiness to it that I'm just like, you don't.
I think this one's like fun if you're just like, what up? Like,
I don't know that I've ever done this in my life. Yeah, that feels gross.
There's a time and place for this. And if you do it, you can't.
Only at a Taylor Swift concert.
You can't do this seriously. I don't know. There's something about it.
Yeah, the earnestness of it makes it cringe.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever done that.
A guy and a girl doing it with them.
Yeah.
Like
oh God!
Together.
Like a sunset, we're on vacation doing that. Yeah, no.
But also, like, so fun back in the day. We're just like taking photos and like having fun and like jumping and taking photos. Now I'd be like cringe, but then it was fun.
Yeah,
you know.
Hold on a second. You just said that that's cringe to do the heart hand thing.
Uh-oh.
I definitely have like 3 photos on my Instagram of me doing that with people.
And meaning
were you like being funny though?
It was like with like Ilya when we like had him on Hoot and a Half. I was like, let's just do this for the
you're being a little silly.
Okay, yeah, you know, I guess this is so in my head where I've seen people do it like
for real.
Real, where I've been like, oof.
What do you guys feel about, how do you guys feel about the word core? Like hope core or like millennial core?
Love it.
I love hope
love
core.
The core video.
Core? What's hope core?
Hope core are like compilations of like just really beautiful internet videos and moments. Maybe it's like a song and maybe there's
core.
Like, it's just this montage of just like
positive shit.
Humanity.
Like a baby being like shown to her mother for the first time, or like a
kid
seeing
a buzzer beater shot during a basketball game. And then
that's my whole TikTok feed.
Oh,
I didn't know there
core?
Was a name.
There's hope core. There's like sad core. There's something called core, which is like even meta of the core.
Core.
Yeah. It's like different cores. Like there's Taylor Swift core. Now there's like SpongeBob core. And it's like the Gary, I'm going to get you. And then it goes, you know, or like does that noise. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
It's like compilations. It's like
to me, the core thing feels like it's going to be outdated in like 5 years. And we'll be like, that's so like, oh my God, 2025.
Oh, interesting. Looking around the
It'll
corner,
be like
Carly.
A core has yet to come across my scope where I'm like, this is cringe.
Or like David Goggins core, you don't get that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then there's like certain core where I'm like, this isn't for me, but I think certain cores hit differently for different people.
I guess I mean like the word core. Like, do you think it's cringy for like a...
When you said that, I was like, what?
Like an apple core.
I don't say core that much. Like,
yeah. But I mean, I just mean in the sense of like, oh, there's millennial core, hope core. Like to me, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I just think of like hardcore.
Hardcore.
But hardcore. I don't see it as cringe just yet.
There are so many from our listeners.
Oh, that
our
listeners. Let's hear some. I want to hear.
I was going to make a list and then I was like, oh, a lot of these I agree with. But I'm just going to start at the beginning. So this one made me laugh. People still using Snapchat filters for selfies in the big year of 2025.
Okay, for real.
Yeah.
The puppy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are still so many people that use Snapchat filters.
I know.
And even there's times, and you know, shout out if we've ever met and you've been a fan. I've had times where like someone is like trying to take a selfie like with
like
me and them
filter.
And it's on Snapchat and there's like a filter on and I got like full mascara. But I'm like, okay, but I'm like, this is your moment. But yeah. In a way, they're hiding behind a filter all the time. And I'm just like, you
maybe
look
they
fine.
Do it because they're like, what if he doesn't like the way he looks today?
Me? They're doing it in response to me?
Yeah.
Oh boy. But
no, I think it's different though when someone has a profile picture and it's like
literally like posting a photo on Instagram with the Snapchat filter.
It's just like, I don't know, in my mind I'm like, I would feel so embarrassed because it's so obviously filtered to high heavens.
Yes.
But some people really like, I know someone who's like older and she was like, look at this picture of me, and it was like a basically an AI thing, and it was like one of those moments where it's like, ugh, but she was genuinely like, no, I look so good. And it's just like,
I don't mind
dude,
it though.
I just
like,
got the cringe chills from
it. Yeah. But I don't think it's cringe. TikTok has very like minor filters. And there's never like ones for guys that make you like look a little
filter.
Bit better. But like ones that just like, I don't know, add a little color to your face. It's so tiny and I don't even realize it filters on it. But I'm like, hey, you can't even tell if it makes someone just feel comfortable where they just want to film a TikTok, but they feel like they need makeup on. It can be... There's times where I don't think that's totally cringe. If it just makes you feel a little bit more comfortable, but it's subtle, where it's not hiding really what you look like.
Yeah. I guess I find it cringe when someone posts a story and it's like super, super filtered.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like they're in their car doing a story time and it's just like beauty makeup the whole time. And
I
like,
guess.
Okay,
I don't
so
know.
I just got back from the store and it's like, dude, just fucking.
I don't know why. I mean, I shouldn't care that much, but I think it's just. I'm just like, this is, I mean, it's just so obvious. I think that's what it is. It's just like, I think it's projection because I would feel uncomfortable posting it.
Or for people who are trying to be influencers and trying to like get a following, but all they're doing is hiding behind filters.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to really find a stride of success or a following, because I think people respond more to people who are keeping it real online than people who are putting out like a fake version of themselves.
Bless you.
There's a level of like sincerity that people don't find.
I like this one. This one.
No, I used that the other day.
This one I'm okay with.
Mike, that looks fine.
Yeah, those are like funny.
When it's like so clear that you're just I don't really feel like how I'm looking today. Let me just be silly. But if you're like, I didn't put my makeup on, let me put it on via the.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. I think it's okay. I don't know. Like, I feel like I would use it maybe if I was like sick or something, looked crazy. And I'd be like, hey guys, put a filter on this because I look insane. Yeah. But
or if I put some lipstick on, like, that's crazy.
Okay, pretty.
Okay, gorgeous.
Okay, diva. Pretty.
No, missed that.
That. This is actually so crazy because this happened yesterday. Pigtails on adult women 9 times out of 10. So like two little
on adult women.
That
you
is
gotta
very
be kind of quirky.
You gotta be quirky or a criminal.
But I feel like if you're like 70 and you're rocking pigtails, go you.
Yeah.
Like you are living life.
Yeah, I saw yesterday this woman and. Her like whole persona was giving like she was like impersonating a kid almost. Like she had two like pigtails, but they were like the bubbles.
Yeah.
And then like pigtails. And then she's wearing like one of those canvas suits. And I was like, I know that we are like in the same age realm. And like looking at you makes me feel like you're trying to be like a 19-year-old.
Yeah. I kind of know what you mean.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get that vibe now as like a 30-year-old man.
Yeah.
The California dudes dress in this way where I'm like, is this 30-year-old fashion or are you really trying to dress like you're in your 20s?
Like what?
Just like club outfits. Like
club
shiny
outfits.
Like black pants or like really tight black shirts.
It's this like whole youthful look shit.
Like oversized with like distressed jeans and like.
That's me.
It's like people who want to look like they're famous, but they're just a regular dude.
Oh, see, it's so weird. When we're talking about cringe stuff, you don't want to come from a place of judgment.
I know.
That's
no,
we're coming from a place where my brain is responding.
I think it's
going,
fine.
I don't want to look like that because that doesn't make me.
Yeah.
Because like if they are married guys who are in their 30s, which is like what I am, but they're dressing like they're single men in their 20s with no responsibility and that they're still young. Like I'm like a little dress like your age, but this is me.
Yeah,
coming
you have
from
like a thing with like marriage and how.
Yeah,
you
maybe I do.
Yourself.
Maybe I do. It's just a sense of like, I don't know. But then I feel like, yeah, you're right. You're right. It is coming from, I guess, a place of like where I'm like, I don't want to look.
But
like
I think
that.
That's all. That's why we find things cringe. Yeah.
I couldn't take myself seriously dressing like that.
Exactly. Same thing with like the story thing I was talking about. Like I couldn't take myself seriously if it was like extremely filtered to high heavens and obvious.
Maybe it's just a difference of taste, I guess. Difference of taste.
It is, but that's okay. We all got
you ever
opinions.
Watched like a cringe compilation, like a millennial cringe of like.
I don't like millennial cringe. It like really is triggering. Well,
that's I know.
Or like yeah, mood, like that kind
oh,
of shit.
Oh, I hate
or
it.
I saw it was like a cringe compilation. I saw it and it was like this one girl be like, "I'm so excited that Taylor Swift gets to be small girl and Travis Kelce gets to be big."
Oh, yes, I know.
Just like small girl Taylor. I was just like, "Oh, get me out of here."
That's a reflection of millennials who were so chronically online on YouTube watching like Miranda Sings stuff and those types of creators
like Jenna
were
Marbles,
the most
kinda.
Popular. So I don't blame it on them, but it's definitely
millennial
that.
Cringe though. I can't, it's like I have to leave the room if I see it.
I see it more than actual millennial cringe though. Like I see people making fun of it more than I actually see it in real life. And though making fun of it is like, I hate it because it's just like
makes you cringe.
Oh, it makes you cringe. Yeah. Yes.
Because they
What's
just
the
think
Gen
that they're
X or like, you know, like millennials are like, here, Gen X are like really confrontational. Or there's someone
yeah,
who
we're,
broke down.
We take a photo above us, or like we used to take photos above us. I think Gen X would be like head on, and Gen Z is like,
Gen
whatever.
X is like so confrontational where they're like, listen here, millennials, this is war.
Listen up,
it's
here
like
ones.
This like statement. They're putting out this like thing for the world to hear.
I love a TikTok like that, by the way. Like, listen up.
Yeah,
pure bloods. Like what?
They're like addressing an army of like people.
And you know they think they're someone. Like they have the they have some certain tattoos and they've got a certain way of dressing. You're like, you are putting on a costume right now.
Yes.
Or like, there's that one girl who's like, I am just like an adult toddler. And she's like spilling. Like she's just like
girl,
fake laughing and like, oh my God.
That's
I mean,
the main girl that I think of.
The fake,
that
like,
girl.
Oh, I'm a 28-year-old baby. I just can't hold on to anything.
There's one like lately that I've been, it's not cringe, but I've been, my friends are doing it and I want to like comment and be like,
what
stop
is it?
Doing this. Like filming yourself while you're driving. Like, or people were like, guys, so today I went to this thing and you couldn't believe it. So they let me go from my job and I'm like, get your eyes on the fucking road. Why are you looking at your phone while you're driving?
Yeah.
It's almost like illegal.
It's
like,
definitely illegal. They're trying to just be like nonchalant.
If I was driving on the road and I saw someone just filming themselves with their hand talking, I don't know. It sounds
you can come
a little,
here and talk about it.
Yeah, maybe. But I've just been like, don't film yourself while you're driving.
Yeah.
Okay, someone said hubby and wifey.
Ooh, that's a big
I want to play off of that and say when people refer to themselves as, like, if you and Patricia were to post a photo and you're like, mom and dad, like that, I hate
that. Wait, self-referring to yourself as mom and dad?
Yes.
No, I don't like that.
I hate it, especially when you're not parents.
What if someone comments, though, if there's like a nice
whatever,
picture of
like
you and TJ
and
like
suits? Yeah,
I think
that's like funny.
I think
when you're
mom and dad.
When you are referring to yourself, nothing makes me cringe more. I think it's so fucking weird.
Like if you and TJ went to the Grammys and you were like dressed up real nice, your caption would not be mommy and daddy are at the Grammys.
I was at like a park recently and I was seeing another couple with their like toddler and they're like going down the slide. They're having a family moment, but the mom and dad were calling each other mom and dad. Like, hey, mom, is she ready to go?
I feel
think
like
so,
my parents
dad.
Did that.
All right, push. And I was like, a little like, that's weird. But then I go, are they reinforcing
the
mom
kid.
And dad for the kid?
Probably.
And so then I was like,
that's their name.
I couldn't make up like how I felt about it where I was like, that's so cringe. And I go, well, maybe they're just like, trying to get the names down for the kid.
I feel like that's kind of normal.
I agree. Okay. I feel like my parents did that Like, just to
like when my parents are like referring to, well, I guess not to each other now, but I'm also 33.
Like when you have a kid, your kid's gonna call Patricia mom. So you can't say, why don't you ask Patricia where that is? You have to ask mom where that is.
Right. Good point. I guess just because the kid seemed like the kid couldn't even like speak almost, or was still just like such a toddler. Way they were like talking to each other as adults, but calling each other mom and dad.
I think they read that in a book probably to like reinforce it. Because I do know that like kids sometimes will call their parents by their first names because the parents are still doing that. But
yeah,
that sounds like he read it in a book of like reinforce your blah, blah, blah.
I guess the thing for me is like if I'm referring to me, if it was me and TJ, if I was like mom and dad, then I'm thinking I'm important enough for people to
self-declaring yourself.
Yeah, I'm Haley and Justin. Right.
Like that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Are there names, like pet names that you hear a couple call each other that make you cringe? Like I'll be there in a minute, love.
There's like moments in time where I think pet names are like call your pet names to like your partner by yourself, like
right, not in public. Two. Yes,
like, but when I'm like around,
hey, Bunny, can you come get this?
Yes,
Bunny? I'm sorry,
Bunny.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Hey, Toots.
But Bunny or like Pookie or like you're saying it in front of like us, and it's not doesn't gross me out, but it's like it's this
I feel
level.
Like I'm in
of,
your bedroom.
Yes, yeah, keep it behind closed intimacy. Doors. I'm like, this is not
my what about babe? Best friend. She calls her significant other husband Cookie, but it like we all call him Cookie now. We're like, what's Cookie up to? Like, I don't know.
That makes a little more sense. Like, but it's like booby or like Pookie or baby, whatever.
Yeah, there's definitely words that like young people like sweetie, like that one. I'm like, we're 30.
Yeah.
Like, why are we saying that?
Did you leave the keys in the car, sweetie?
I hate hun.
That's what I think people my parents like, hey, hun, each other like that.
If you are hun, young, why are you saying hun?
Oh, right, that's like a grandma.
Some people just love it. If they feel like it's like a bond and they bring it together. Well, there's part of me with like the pet names of cat or pet names where, you know what, I'm not going to yuck someone's yum if that makes them feel like close.
Of course.
Sure.
Makes
and
me
it works
cringe.
For certain people. Patricia and I, we do not do it. We
don't. You don't have any?
No.
You don't call each other like babe or anything?
Babe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like Patricia or like P. I'll say P.
Oh, that's what I call my
Pat
dog.
Or anything like that.
Pat.
Patricia doesn't like Pat.
I'm babe,
like Patty.
Baby, Bubba.
Doesn't like Patty?
No.
No.
I what do you say, babe?
What do you say when you're in a relationship?
Fucking bitch. I don't know. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never do that in public, though. That's just use your fucking name. Yeah. That's crazy.
No, when TJ like government names me, it's a shock to my system.
Yeah,
in public
even,
too.
Yeah, like if he says Erin, I'm like,
I know. I don't
the
know
fuck?
The last time I've heard Carly from Nolan's mouth.
Yeah,
what does he say?
Just like babe, hey babe, or babe, like if babe. He makes dinner, he'll be like babe. Like, call
you know
me
what?
Down.
Oh. I think I do say babe way more than like
you think.
Yeah,
you should do.
Think.
We should get a babe tracker.
Yeah.
Like if I walked in and if Patricia wasn't like. I don't know. I probably would holler out babe.
I feel like you call her babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
But you also do call her Patricia a lot.
Yeah. Because I love it.
Aw.
Patricia.
That's so cute.
Patricia.
I love it. It's just a good name to say. It's like three Patricia. Syllables. It's like pop,
she
pop,
is
pop.
Like a good name as like a parent to be able to yell at their child.
Patricia. That's
yes.
Yeah. Every time I see Patricia, that's the first thing I do is just yell her name.
Patricia.
Like
Patricia.
My name, Matt. Like I'm sure your parents used your middle name too.
Matthew Ryan.
Yeah. Matt. Or I guess Matthew's pretty long.
Matt.
Matthew. My mom said Matthew a lot.
Matthew.
Yeah, they kind of both would say
Holy
it.
Jessica.
If I see like people being rude to like wait staff, that makes me really cringe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know people like get offended by it, but I like cringe. If I hear someone like, excuse me, this water has 3 ice cubes and I asked for 4, I'm just like, your life is just
I know
like,
what you mean. It's like there's a obviously, there's a side of it where it's like you're an asshole, but the other side is cringe where it's like you think you're so important that you're like demanding this in
like
a certain way.
Their whole life, I'm just like, your life just sucks.
Yeah,
like,
I would not want to be around this person.
I don't like it after the movies, listening to other strangers' opinions about the movies.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I like to wait and talk about the movie with my friend or whoever I'm with.
Yeah.
After maybe we're like in the parking lot, we're walking around, we're out of the theater. I don't like being in the urinal and like you're hearing just some dude's take about the film.
You
I'm
don't like, that?
The thing is, I'm listening.
Yeah,
but there's something about where it's like I don't know you, and I'm not asking for your opinion nor to hear it. And I kind of just want to wait and keep my opinion to myself and talk about it with the people I want to talk about it with. But when just someone's being loud and having an opinion after a film, I don't want to hear it. It makes me cringe. Mm. Just my opinion.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Aaron, you have any other ones you wanted to read? All right. Can I share another one?
Go for it.
These people who are just grifters on social media that like claim that they are like connected to like a different alien universe or something, and they like get possessed. Have you seen these people?
Get possessed.
There's like one guy, Matt Grippy turned me onto him. It's like this one dude named like Bashar or something, and he claims that he's just like a regular guy, and then he has like a room full of people.
Oh, yes.
And he just like gets taken over by like an alien force.
Like an entity.
He gives like advice. He's like, well, if you believe that you are not abundant, that is because you believe that abundance is not part. And he like,
but
and
he kind of makes good points.
Sure, but he's like,
I've been like sucked into some of his videos where it's what he's doing is silly and it's like a gimmick.
Yes, he's and delivering he's, good content, but it's like through this, like he has people believing that he has an alien like in taking over him, and that he's like,
it's not an alien. It's like an old entity, like an old god from ancient days.
That's like
coming
Esther Hicks.
Speaking.
You know about Esther Hicks?
No, what's that?
She's like the same kind of like self-help, like manifestation thing. But she, Abraham comes through her, and Abraham's the one who like gives all the information. I'm just like, what the hell?
And they like talk in a different voice, and like, yes, we are doing this now. And I'm
she
like,
she actually doesn't talk in a different voice, so it doesn't sound as like crazy. But
I can't even look at it. I'm just like, he's like, okay, well, I'll see you in 30 minutes. I'm going to go through the transformation now. And I'm just like, how does he do that with a straight face? Can you sit in a room full of people and be like, guys, I'll see you in 30 minutes. I'm going to get adopted by the alien now.
Yeah. But I've always wanted to see Alma, like the hugging god, where like people will like wait in line for hours just for her to hug you. And it apparently it's the most just like. beautiful experience ever getting a hug from her, and like it washes over you. I've had like people swear up and down.
I've never
that
heard
it's
of this.
Is that in Arizona?
She goes on tour, so she's
to
all
hug?
Across the world.
I was people? Just listening to one of those armchair expert cult episodes, and I feel like I was listening to that episode. Maybe someone called
her
and she was like
Alma or Alma, something like that. She's a hugging god.
That's the main thing, is like she hugs.
She just hugs, and she's like super sweet. She's almost like this just Mother Teresa, like saint like woman, and people just have a massive cult following towards her. There's also one guy who's, this one seems gimmicky, where he just stares at people and smiles. Like all he does, he doesn't say anything. You just look into his eyes.
And what then what?
You feel something.
You feel good?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, those do seem silly, but I'm like,
a lot of it I think is like self-affirmational. Like if you think it's going to work, then it's going to work. Because it's like a placebo effect, but if you believe it, it'll work.
Yeah.
But just the, when I see the people, like there's one woman who is on some podcast. She's like she looks like a Karen, and she claims to be like connecting to aliens on the moon, and starts talking in like a funny British accent, talking about like intergalactic spaceships. And this podcast interviewer is like, oh, interesting. And then what do they say? I'm like, this is somebody's mom. Just like their kid is probably at home. Just like, mom, please stop going on podcasts pretending to be an alien.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
What makes me cringe too is like some people who like film their like friends or people, but like in a way,
you
like,
can tell that the friend feels awkward.
Yes. They feel so awkward like being filmed. And I'm like, are
it's
you
always
not...
like this. It's like,
yeah, it's like, what do
and
we think?
Like,
or
oh,
like, yeah, they like, I think if you're going to film your friends just being really vulnerable and giving a take, I would at least be like, hey, are you cool if I just film this right now?
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably going to ask you this. Then film them. But like, when I feel like I'm watching people who are not comfortable on camera, it makes me uncomfortable.
I feel like it's very millennial, maybe even Gen X, or yeah, that's one above us, right? To do that, to like be somewhere and be like, look who I'm with kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
and just shove a camera
like,
in someone's face that isn't.
Yeah, and it's just like, what? I don't know. I get it. I'm like, every time I see those, I'm like, that person looks uncomfortable.
Yes.
But speaking of grifters on TikTok, there's just like this whole it's like kind of like an MLM happening where it's like, it's someone telling you how to go viral, but basically you have to be following other people to go viral and tell them to follow other people to go viral. So it's turning into like an MLM. It's just so stupid.
A pyramid scheme for virality.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Someone said Squishmallow adults.
Okay,
here's the thing.
What?
Cringe me out too. Emma has one, and like I didn't even think about it. Cuddled right up with it, and it's so comfortable.
Okay, I've never touched one. Have you seen the videos of the people who work at the Squishmallow, like, stand inside FAO Schwartz?
No.
They're, like, super funny. Like, kids get excited about, like, maybe they're getting, like, a flapjack Squishmallow, and they're like, oh, boy, we're making this. You know, we're going to add some syrup on top of it.
Oh, wait, I have seen that. Yes.
They're the people are really funny working at it. And I'm always like, that's so fun. If, like, a kid is getting it, makes, like, buying a little stuffed animal for $60 kind of fun.
I got a tweet that had a video of that, and the caption was like, imagine being hungover and having to go fucking do this.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Just having to go do
he
the Squishmallow.
He was so good. Yeah. The guy, and I was like, that is true.
They're $60.
They're very expensive.
Damn. People are getting like collections of them, it's like, that to me is very cringe as an adult. Like, what are we doing?
I don't like Funko Pops.
Yeah, those are cringe.
Funko Pops. How do you feel about a Labubu?
I know people love their Funko Pops.
You don't have to apologize after everything.
I know, but like, I don't want someone like listening and just looks to their huge shelf of Funko Pops.
It's fine.
And, like,
what are you guys' thoughts on Labubus?
I don't know what it is. I don't get it.
Wait, what's
a Labubu? I see these lines.
Oh, are those like the little dolls that like
people are putting on their bags?
Yeah.
They look like Hot Topic.
There are lines
really
around.
Cute.
Have you seen these TikToks of like lines?
At Century City, yeah.
I don't believe that that's real. I feel like that's like Black Friday footage and they're just writing Labubu on it.
No, it's real.
Yeah. How do people have the fucking time and money?
It's crazy. I literally do not know how. But so it was seen on Rihanna and then Jenny.
Oh, yeah. The K-pop.
I believe.
Okay, so there was some
or
like
Lisa,
big...
one of the two of them. Yeah, and then like it became this craze and now like everyone's buying them. But the draw about them is that it's basically like a surprise. So there's a box and you can see like which Labubus you could get.
Right.
Okay. And
it's
then...
like the babies that Remy and Alicia love, like the little naked babies.
Oh,
why am I blanking on their names? I think those are cuter though than the Labubu stuff. I don't know. They just look
What are the babies?
Like, you know, they
sugar
have like
babies.
The sugar babies?
I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
They're like little naked babies, and like some of them have like strawberries.
They have like fruit on their head or like a carrot and stuff.
Let me see.
Why am I blanking on their names? They're not sugar babies.
I don't know what it's
called. Star babies?
I don't know.
Star babies.
I think it's just like getting a little
angel.
Out of...
Angel
Sunny
babies.
Angels.
Sunny angels.
That's it.
My God.
My brain was like going through the files.
It's always, when those things happen on TikTok, I'm like, this is going to be nothing in
like
2 months.
Yeah, in 2 months, you're going to be looking at your, I spent $500 on this. It's nonsense.
See, those are cuter, though.
What the fuck is that?
It's only like $13.
Yeah, like adults buying like these in bulk.
It's giving Disney adults.
It's weird.
I don't like that at all.
I like pin trading.
Who?
Pin
trading.
When
I
go to Disney, I'm going to trade some pins.
That's whatever.
A lot of people wrote like going to Disney. Or just Disney adults.
Sometimes
like
I know Disney adults cringe, but I get so into the content. But you know what? That's what brings them joy.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think maybe they had a really bad childhood where all they wanted to do was go to Disney. And maybe their parents couldn't afford it. Maybe their parents just didn't really want to ever give them that experience. Now they have their own disposable income where they can go and live that that life.
Just
in Disney,
in
there's always
life.
Something to look forward to. And maybe they don't have a religion.
It's
but
a
like,
fun place.
It's a thing that, like, this is their release. They feel comfortable. They can't go on vacations because their families aren't getting together. It's their place. It's their haven of culture and safety to go to. And sometimes I'm like, why make fun of someone who
or
finds joy in that?
They're just fucking weird.
True.
There are some. I think there's both. There are people who are just fucking weird, and there's people who are... they have something that like brings them joy and it's fine.
Yeah.
But like at what point, like it could be said for like any person becoming like obsessed with something.
Yeah.
Right.
Stamps.
Can I say what I really can't look at either is couples accounts on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because they're fake.
Or it's like it's, joint, like
it's
like,
fake.
Yeah, it's like Kia and Aaron or something.
Fake.
It's like a guy and a girl and they're all fake.
Yeah.
Like prank
and
videos.
I'm just like, what? And the comments are just
the
like.
The cringe part is the comments because everyone
believe
believes it's real.
But I also am cringing, like these people are.
It's embarrassing.
Can you imagine just like having to set that up with your significant other and like doing a prank like, who's calling you right now? Babe, I just, and I'm just like, guys.
They're acting though. If anything, like those are the accounts that pop off because people are so stupid and they've made it a business.
I know, but
I can't cringe at them.
I just can't imagine being like, hey, you know what we should do today? We should like fake getting into a fight for TikTok.
What if they went to Juilliard?
And maybe this is their first time. You know what I think though? It's like also their first time like getting viral and stuff. And it's like so exciting, I'm sure. Yeah. So like, just, I just want to keep doing this and see how big we can get. That's
there's this
all it is.
One fucking girl and like a month ago, I kept getting her TikToks and like, I have avoided them because I'm like, this is so obviously fake. It's just like this one blonde chick and like the caption's like saying this in front of my mom, but then you can tell like her mom's not a good actor. So it's like every person that she has, and she's fucking massive. I wish I knew her name and I would say it, but it's like so obviously every single thing she does is not real.
I hate when you can tell that someone's acting.
There is a girl who does this, but that's her shtick. She'll just like, you know, when someone will just like film themselves and write like a wall of text and it's just the craziest shit you've ever seen.
That girl's funny.
Yeah, but so many people, even I've been tricked by it before. I was like, this is fucking, oh, it's that girl.
Yeah.
But she'd be like, you know, I went back to my vice principal high school and it turned out her mom was whatever. And I'm just like, if you're doing it as a bit, yes. But these like couples who are like the pranks, oh, I'm going to turn the water on. It's going to splash her and she's going to scream. Oh my God, why did you do that? I'm just like.
Sometimes I get mad when I think it's real at first, and then I see that it's like two people,
names.
And I'm like, oh, this is going to be fake as fuck.
I just think about like afterwards, they like turn the phone off, and then they have to like be normal and look at it and like upload and come with a caption. I'm like, oh, then they just are real people.
Because it's like, if you really think about it, if you have a prank channel or like a channel with your significant other that you like are pranking them or whatever, and they can clearly see you have the phone set up,
right?
And you're talking
like,
to them.
Yeah, and you guys have been doing prank wars back and forth
like,
all the time.
Like if Mike set his phone up right now and told us something crazy, I'd be like, yeah, hey, like, obviously you're pranking us.
Guys, anyway, so
I wanted to think about it in real life, like how it goes down. It's so cringy.
I know. Someone said vanity license plates.
Ooh,
I like that. Cringy,
Mike.
I know. R.I.P.
I don't think they're
cringy.
Remember,
I had LOL Mike for a while?
Yeah, no, I know. I don't mind them.
I don't either.
I think they're fun.
Yeah, I've never looked at one and been like, that's cringe.
If it's on like a Lamborghini or something and it's just like so douchey, it's like, God.
Too fast for you.
Like shit like that, I'm like, okay, freak.
Or like, I like if you see a Lamborghini, it just says like F student. I'm like, damn, that's sick. Like they didn't do well in school, but they still made money.
I never saw that.
I thought they would just go to Florida. Like.
Yeah. Or sometimes, like, I always hope that it's like a celebrity. I'm like, ooh, who's Batman 1, 2, 3? Is that like Michael Keaton? Is it
Michael
Christopher
Keaton.
Nolan? You know?
Carly, someone said Carly lip syncing to songs. Super mega cringe.
Yikes.
Whoa.
I also do it.
No, I think it doesn't seem cringe to me, Carly.
I don't think it's cringe.
When some girls are doing the lip syncing, but they're like,
oh, they're like thirst trapping.
Yes.
Like, and they're like, but they're also like acting out. They're acting out what the lyrics are in like a very serious way. They're like, I am feeling myself right now.
Some girls are really good at that though.
Yeah.
But
this person should be an actor because they emote so well of what the lyrics of the songs are. Not like there's. I'll send you some of ones that I'm like, that's pretty good.
The redhead. Do you think she's, I forget her name, Kennedy?
Oh, yes, there's that redhead girl. Walsh? There's always that one girl. I feel like she's like a model, but she's like, you can be the match, I can be the fuse, boom, baby, da 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 da.
But I don't know what you're referring to.
People whose whole content is just lip syncing, I'm like, what are we contributing to
that
society
used to be, that was TikTok, that was Musical.ly.
I know. There was one time.
And thank God it went away.
there was like an interview with Zach Galifianakis or something. They were like, what do you think about Musical.ly? And he was like, what is that? And he was like, oh, it's just like people lip syncing. And they showed him like a Musical.ly. He goes, oh, yeah, that's the end of society. We're done. It's over.
Musical.ly was crazy because it was like, wah, 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 wah. I mean, it looked insane.
That was one of, you did a brand deal with TikTok where you had to do that, remember?
Well, in the beginning,
TikTok.
Of TikTok, though, because
right
we thought it was basically just going to be Musical.ly all over again.
TikTok so bought Musical.ly.
I, like, remember you guys doing stuff like that.
We're getting, this is multiple that I've read about capris.
About
like
Carly.
The pants, capris, are cringe.
Some of these do feel like they're targeting you, Carly.
That's okay, what are they?
People waking up super late, throw up emoji.
I don't wake up super late.
Someone said wearing sneakers with pants, like running shoes with jeans.
Wait, what am I supposed to be wearing right now?
Also
this is just what people are saying.
People wake up late. Like, get a life. Why are you worried about mine?
No, it is a little cringe if like someone perpetually wakes up at like 11:30 and they just don't do anything with their life. I'm like,
sure.
More disappointing,
but it's also like, why do you care about my life?
Well, it's like people who think that that's like, okay, they're like,
as we're sitting here judging things other people do.
For real. But I feel like when someone people just say said that, Matt? It's like to make you feel bad.
Matt, that I'm just cringe?
Yeah.
But I feel like people say that to make you feel bad. Like you're lazy and you sleep in. Like I feel like that's
I don't
like
think
a
that's
thing.
Always the how it feels. Case. Yeah. How it feels. But that's like if we're saying Disney adults are cringe, they're going to take it that way too.
True.
I think fuckboys are cringe. When of you course. See like Thirst Trap and like Brandon Calvi always makes fun of them too, where he'll like stitch a video of.
Of course.
Wait, what was the Matt one?
Someone just said Matt.
Oh. Sometimes I don't like it when somebody is really trying to make a group play a game, but nobody really wants to play
we've
it.
Discussed.
And then nobody is bringing it up that they don't want to play this game.
Yeah.
And this person's just not getting the whole damn vibe.
Not getting a hint is pretty cringe.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Being not self-aware.
Yeah.
PDA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I like a PDA.
But like what if you're at a restaurant and like the couple next to you is like sitting next to each other and just making out the whole time you're trying to eat your sushi.
Weird.
No.
Don't like that.
Yeah. A little excessive
soft
PDA.
Soft PDA.
Right.
Not X.
Let's call it PG, not even PG-13. PG.
PGA.
Instagram stickers.
Oh,
the hell is
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Are, like, the statuses.
Oh.
What's an Instagram
is that the
sticker?
Statuses?
Like when you have a story, you can like put a sticker on your story.
There's tons of them when you go on to like add stickers. Like a poll, you know, there's like poll
like these
question.
Things.
Like all of those.
Like Daron always posts them. It'll be like Friday and it'll be
oh
like
oh my god, it's giving Snapchat in 2016.
Yeah.
Like geolocation or geotag.
Or the day, yeah, they'll do like the day of the week or something. Let me see here. Or like the temperature and the time sometimes people put. What?
Someone said, just the targeted offenses. Married couples who share Facebook accounts. No offense, Matt. I could see you doing this.
No.
His face.
No.
That is a very boomer thing to do, to have a joint account for the husband
it's
and wife.
It's also like, why do you need Facebook that bad?
I think it screams like relationship insecurity.
Well, I feel
it's
like
the couple
if like
wants
older
to...
people are doing it, then that's like fine. Like what like... 65-year-old
right,
like man is going
to
want
to
be on
Facebook,
it.
Though, like, was like the top five reason why couples were getting divorced like over like the past like couple 10 years because you know, old flings getting reconnected, them DMing somebody privately. So
you know what I think is cringe and like uncomfortable, and I know people really get mad when we talk about religion, but this is very specific. I think it's cringy when men are like over 40 and get into Christianity because I'm like, what'd you do?
Oh yeah,
I'm always like, you did something.
Like Joe Rogan starting to talk about
what?
Jesus now.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's like
yeah,
the right...
Joe Rogan talking about like right now. I'm like,
it's,
okay,
it's
so
a,
what did you do?
It's the pipeline where you start out like Russell Brand did the same thing. It's like
yes, it's
once
a pipe.
You
it's
start
literally a pipeline.
When you start talking about Jesus and the church as like an adult in the media space, allegations are coming 100%
yep.
of the time.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Joe Rogan's now talking about like how he goes to church and stuff. People are saying big.
What allegations? I'm
no, nothing has
no,
come out yet.
People are just assuming. They're like,
but
uh-oh.
The same thing happened with Russell Brand. Russell Brand, out of nowhere, was just like,
Russell Brand, I believe allegations. Like,
but he started to talk about Jesus and accepting Christ and went from like a devout atheist of like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then because you, in the like media sphere, the Christian people will support someone no matter what they did as long as they accept Christ. And it's like a. Multiple people at
a way to like not lose your entire fan base and
right.
gain some more people
exactly.
to keep you
like,
afloat.
But I found Jesus since.
Yeah,
it's like
Kanye did it when
I'm
he
like...
took in you know all the Jesus is King stuff. Like
oh yeah,
and now so Joe Rogan has been talking about Jesus a lot. So wow. The assumption is that there are allegations coming because he started talking about going to church and this and that and yeah.
I have to hear it because I don't know. Is it just like him like randomly saying something about church or is it like I started going?
I'll be honest, I haven't read it. I just saw the like. Headlines about it,
yeah,
so it might be fake
too.
News, but
I don't know. Yeah, I'd be like kind of shocked if like Joe Rogan was like unfaithful
talking about
to his wife.
What about
like, allegations towards like other women?
What like, if he like was talking
maybe
about
maybe it was something from his past, but
fear
like
factor.
He's a very like disciplined, like loyal guy. This is my own opinion. Once again,
yeah.
I don't agree with everything Joe Rogan, but I just feel
I really
like
don't
I've,
like the
I've
guy, but
listening.
I agree. I don't know.
Like,
if he, would do that.
He doesn't seem like a person who would have skeletons in his closet, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Someone just named Mike Sheffer.
I could see that.
Running at the air. Yeah, you can
I take a peek at this?
Yeah, yeah.
Running
at the airport.
He thinks you're making them up.
He's
yeah.
scrolling
Mike,
back
Joe
to the Facebook one.
Fox News says Joe Rogan is now regularly attending church. I can tell you for a fact that Joe Rogan is attending church and it's been a consistent thing. Christian,
I wonder which one.
Probably Christian. One in Austin, but I mean, when you're living in Texas, I guess it's pretty popular to go to church. Ray Dunn, yeah, I think Ray Dunn products are pretty damn cringe.
Yeah,
I don't mind it. They're
no,
fun.
Go, I already went. Go the other way.
Okay. Watching people flirt. Kind of.
Oh, yeah,
well, you
that's
can
tough.
Tell someone is just like flirting with someone, and it's like very obvious in your head, like. They're not acting like their normal self. Like, I like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're in flirt mode, you're like, what are we doing here,
Mike? They're not their normal self, and you're like, you don't act that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like almost like seeing a different person for the first time.
Yeah. They're not like in their, like, maybe in their, like, a friend of yours, but they're not even giving you attention because they're, like, trying to flirt with someone else at the party, and you're like, what? Listen to me. Like, yeah. Oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot.
I've been told that I have that, too. They call it date mic, where if, like,
date mic.
Girls that I'm friends with, they see me, like, talking to another girl, they're like, you are, that is not who you are. She doesn't know the real you at all, because I'm, like, being polite and, like, funny and blah, 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 and they're just like, dude.
You know it's from The Office, right?
Date mic?
Yeah.
I thought it was prison mic. And date mic? Mm-hmm. What's date mic in The Office?
I'll send you the episode.
Oh, okay. I like prison mic. That was funny.
Prison
mic. Guys wearing shorts way above the knee. Is that cringe in y'all's eyes?
I think it depends on the person
and the legs.
It could, yeah, it could make me like uncomfortable.
Right. I really wish I could rock just like cool, like shorts, like above the knee and stuff.
Like if you're from Europe or Australia,
but I don't have the legs for them. You know,
you got a little more tan.
True, it's that too. Yeah. It's tan thing, but dude, I still have like such skinny thighs, like chubbies and all that stuff. Like I can't wear those shorts.
You don't do leg extensions, like seated leg curls.
Buddy, I'm 6'3". Yeah, like, I know, but, like, I don't think you... legs are one of the hardest muscles, like, to grow. Like, it would take me 10 years to, like, get, like, rugby-style thighs.
10
it's like,
years?
It's also, like, my genetics, too. Like, if you look at my mom is, like, a kid in, like, my grandpa's legs. It's like, I got chicken legs.
Yeah, like,
it's
if you guys
genetics.
Were wearing
Some
those,
people,
I'd be like, ooh.
Like, short shorts?
Yeah.
How short is too short?
Well, like, if you're in Tel Aviv, then it's fine.
I feel like my shorts
if TJ was wearing short shorts, I'd be like, you need to cover up.
What about I'll show you the shorts I have. I have like three pairs of shorts from Abercrombie that are like probably up to here.
Little 5 inches?
Yeah, I think five inch, yeah.
Teachers that film themselves in the classroom on TikTok.
I don't really mind it. It depends, I guess. But I don't really mind it.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, I'm not cool with this, but I guess that's kind of fine.
If it feels exploitative, then I don't like it. But usually the teacher will just point it at themselves so you can't see the students.
Yeah.
And I also think that like if you're a good teacher, it's good to like show other teachers what you're doing and help like make education better. I don't think that that's cringe at all.
People who try to sing good in karaoke. Depends.
And they're not good?
Well, like or people
they
who are
think
just
they're
like
good?
Yeah.
They're just like feeling themselves.
Granted, I do like going to a karaoke bar and someone good really gets up. But if there's someone in your friend group who's really not that good but thinks they're good and is singing, trying to like show off,
yeah, like if
that's
cringe. If you're singing karaoke, you're just like up there singing how you normally would. But if you think that you're like crushing it, then I would be like, fuck. I'm like, I feel uncomfortable.
We're calling shotgun. I have no explanation for this, but it's kind of cringe to me.
That's so funny.
I don't think there's...
Shotgun, no joust. I never like say
sometimes
it.
I feel like I'm entitled because I'm... tall.
You do kind of assume shotgun usually.
Because I don't get why anybody would be like, no, you got to get in the back because I called shotgun. And I'm like, I'm 6'3". Like,
oh, if I called shotgun, you're getting in the back.
Like, well,
but also when
know.
You drive with me, like you have to sit in the back because I get car sick and that trumps your tallness.
True.
I love calling shotgun.
I never really do it anymore, but like now I want to.
Yeah.
It was like a big thing in high school.
Uber pulls up, shotgun, just you.
Oh, your Facebook friends seeing your marketplace sales. Like sometimes when people list things on Facebook.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I always make sure if I'm listing something, it doesn't show up to my friends.
What are you listing?
But sometimes when I see friends listing stuff, I'm always like going deep. I'm also like thinking, hope everything's okay. Like, well, either like you're
selling
moving
everything.
Or they're like, they're trying to like get some quick cash.
Yeah.
Like, then I see some friends selling stuff. It's like for $20. I'm like,
just throw it away.
Donate it. Yeah. It's like a toaster. You want someone to come by and look at a toaster and sell it? Like,
I know when you're moving though, sometimes it's like, yeah, I get it.
just
chasing after a ping pong ball. You really can never look cool catching a ping pong ball.
Not at all. Especially if it's like on the ground. And you're like leaned.
Have you ever like seen an email that your parents wrote like for their job?
No.
That made me feel really strange one time. Like I saw my mom's computer. She had like an email about like accounting stuff, and I was just like, this is so strange. Anyway, go ahead,
Matt. Someone wrote, walking to the bar at the bowling alley in your Velcro bowling shoes. I mean, that if someone did that, I'm like, that's cringe, but you feel like an uncomfortable, can I have a pint?
I love a bowling shoe.
I do love it, but when you're walking around the place in the bowling shoes, it feels a little...
Outside of the bowling vicinity, you're in those shoes, and they're just like red and blue. And you're just like walking in them, they're squeaking. That's pretty funny.
Have y'all ever left shoes at a bowling alley? Like left with the bowling shoes?
Bowling shoes? No,
left with
I don't think so.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But like with my shoes also, because I stole them.
You're like, I need these.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, I didn't even have time for coffee this morning. I know.
Damn. I mean, you were serious.
My sleep score, though, crushing it, Carly.
Really?
My REM sleep is over an hour every night now.
Oh, wow.
Finally did it.
Good job.
Yeah. I love having our daily sends. What are you looking at, Matt?
I'm just guys taking a selfie, even worse when their tongue is out.
Oh, guys cringe. Men should not be taking selfies. Period.
Men can't really do anything without being cringe.
Yeah. Sometimes we have to take selfies. It's our job.
You don't have to.
I never take like a selfie to be like serious, but just to be like
yours aren't cringe because yours aren't like look at me in the mirror.
Right, right.
Well,
or like a guy taking a selfie going like.
Yeah, that. The fucking eyebrow. I hate the eyebrow.
No.
You're like theater guys who were theater majors do like a.
No, Matt. That's the
tight
exact
lips,
face.
The tight lips.
Cringe.
That's like every fucking Tinder
person.
And
they also
point
to something too. They're always pointing to like the stage door. Oh man.
How do you guys feel about people crying and like filming it? Does it depend on what it is?
Like an Emmy's viral video of her crying in her car when she's at a breaking point
See,
as like
I
a teenage girl. That's like pretty great. When you're trying to like
she's
get
not a teenager.
No, she's talking about her old like
that like made her go viral. I'm pretty sure she was like a teenager.
Also thought you were about to say because she just posted a video of her kind of crying in her car talking about like her breakup or whatever.
If it's a way of like getting through it and I'm letting you guys in on this and you're fighting through the crying, sure. But when it's like feel bad for me because I'm crying, no.
Yeah.
I also think it's fun. Next time you do cry, do try to take a picture of yourself. Don't post it in that moment, but it is funny always having a photo of you crying that you can like share on a random day because you'll laugh at it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It is funny.
I feel like I'm always crying, but it's like from watching like
you should
TV.
Just make a compilation of every time you cry.
It's never like being sad.
That's crazy. I gotta figure out how to cry. I feel like it'd be a good release.
It's great.
Ooh, this one. Thanking God in your engagement announcement.
I
don't know. I don't want to bash other
if you're like religious, I get
like celebrate you guys, but like they're always like,
well, God brought them together.
Yeah, but you know what?
God manger.
To each their own. Trying on sunglasses in the store, me specifically, others really. It's just embarrassing.
Yes, because you're like, where's a mirror? And then you're the star of the show.
Sunglasses, sunglasses I don't find cringe, but when I'm trying on like glasses, where it's you're about to wear something that like defines you in your look, and you're like, does this look good?
Like, when I go to like a Warby Parker, you just feel the judgment of like the employees beaming down on you, and I'm just like, I'm trying
that place is too small to like
and
try
there's
on
like other
stuff.
People in there, but I went like a week ago and I was just like, I don't give a fuck, I'm trying on every single pair, I'm taking my sweet time, and I'm gonna find the pair that I like, and it was fine.
Or when a barber will like hand you a mirror and show you like the back of your head.
Yeah, what are you supposed to
I
say?
I always feel just very like,
cool.
Yeah, that's how it looks back there. Good to know.
Probably just like, here it is.
I never know where to put the mirror too. Like, am I looking in this one? Am I looking in that one? It's like, I guess girls, do they do this for you guys where they hand you a mirror when
you're
done?
No, but we're very, we know all about the mirror angles. I feel like as a girl, right? Like you just did it all the time.
Yeah.
We gotta look at the back of our heads.
I never looked at the back of my head.
I always cringe when I sit down in the barber chairs. What do you want? I'm just like, a haircut, bud. Like, what? how many variations could we? I want a low fade with a taper and a.
So many different.
Yeah.
I know.
Like
but,
a mullet.
But I'm just like Cameron Dice, who just signed up for our Patreon.
Any other. Are there any last goodies?
Well, I pulled up like a TikTok. This spooky haircut girl, you know this girl?
Oh, yes.
I don't.
I still yes. think that Taylor Swift gets to be small girl with Travis Kelce because he is large boy.
No, yeah.
Yes.
You need to laugh right
man,
now.
It's so bad. That shit is painful.
How do you guys feel about Bitmoji profile pictures?
Bitmoji?
Oh, God.
Like on Instagram?
It's for boomers.
Anywhere. I don't know.
Or even like, or yeah, boomers will post like their Bitmoji emoting, but with like text above it, where it's like, yeah. Why? It can't no one. Why does nobody know how to drive on the road?
Yes. Yes.
Like it's so passive aggressive and it's this like puny cartoon Lizzie McGuire version of themselves. Yeah. Like, nah.
For like my Apple ID, it's my lady.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but I mean, like your Instagram picture or like Facebook photo.
No.
Oh yeah, like your Apple emoji like person. Sometimes I use that ironically, where it's like fist bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're all like, I mean, just like a group chat, but like everyone's little Bitmoji. I think they're cute.
Yeah, they are kind of cute.
How do you guys feel about like people who stream 24/7, like the live streamers who do like
I don't know how the fuck are you making it through 24 hours?
It's crazy.
I'm more impressed how they do it.
Me too.
Than, like, it's cringy.
It's also interesting when people do, like, are with a bunch of people and it's like they, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm like, I just feel like if I was around a ton of people, I'd have to be like, guys, I'm filming. Don't say anything crazy. Don't say anything bad. But nobody, like,
can't edit.
Nobody does. And I'm just like, they must just, like, truly just be like, good people.
The guy, the streamers, who are like out on the go, like walking around and like, or that Jack Doherty shit. Like, I'm like, I can never watch that stuff.
Who's like, Kai Sennett or whatever?
Yeah,
like,
Kim.
He was like, his was interesting though, because he'd had celebrities on. He'd have like SZA come over and like be on the live stream and like Adam Sandler come over on the live stream.
Yeah.
And
it was all like Adam fake. Sandler on his live stream?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Damn.
Oh, you were saying like someone was, they were fake or whatever.
I think he did.
Maybe.
He had Kevin Hart for sure. I remember that.
I don't know if I could see Adam Sandler going on a streamer.
I think he did. Maybe not.
Well, wrong one.
I got
and my
driver's license
last night.
All right. We are now descending.
Please put your tray tables up. Seat back pocket. Put your seatbelt on.
Hopefully you've made your way to work or school or just finished the episode with glee. I don't know. But sign up for our Patreon. Patreon, or go to goodinfluencerspod.com. Our Patreon's there. Our merch is there. We have really fun, great merch and a really fun Patreon.
Please like, please comment, please subscribe if you haven't already, and please leave a review. Your support means the world. Thank you guys so much and have a fantastic week.
And if it's your birthday,
happy birthday.
All right.
Bye.